Bowman, and here are some of the headlines from around the world today. The United States expresses alarm over a full-scale defense partnership between Russia and Iran, describing it as harmful to Ukraine, Iran's neighbors, and to the world. American basketball star Brittany Griner is taken to a U.S. Army base in Texas for a medical checkup after being released from a Russian prison in exchange for a notorious arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death. Hong Kong pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai receives a fresh jail sentence of 5 years and 9 months after being found guilty of fraud in a contractual dispute. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, says she will form a new government, even as demonstrators press into Lima streets for ex-president Pedro Castillo to be freed after an alleged failed coup bid. Belgian police arrest Greek socialist MEP Eva Kaia, a European Parliament vice president, in connection with an investigation into corruption implicating World Cup host Qatar, the prosecutor's office says. And in the U.S., the ex-cop who kneeled on black man George Floyd's back gets a 3.5-year prison term. Floyd was killed in police custody in Minnesota. Speaking at a video hearing, the state assistant attorney general Matthew Frank says the conviction sends a message.
We also hope that the resolution of this case reaffirms that peace officers cannot treat citizens who are in crisis as non-people, as second-class citizens.
And in World Cup news, reigning champions France take on England today in a World Cup knockout match. This is VOA News. The United States has announced new military aid for Ukraine and vowed to disrupt